This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dodge is working hard on Wiggins. Dribble drive, lost it, stolen away. Curry in the middle of the floor. Curry in no hurry, now dribbles in. Step back, takes a three left side, pops it. Good! Curry!
Get it!
Curry! All right.
Yeah! Warriors Radio with the call. This is Sean and RJ, Thursday edition of Headlines, your radio sports page to get you ready for your day, get you to the weekend as fast as possible. It was all Warriors, just like it was all Phoenix in game one, 112-87. They dominate last night at home. Steph had 21 and a game-high 12 rebounds. Luka had 20. Shot just 6 for 18, 3 of 10 from deep, and the Mavericks' three-point shooting was their story of the game. 48 attempts, 11 of 48. They made 7 in the first half. That turned out to be great shooting for them because they made 4 in the second half. So they shot 23% from deep, 36% from the field, and 66% from the free throw line, as they were ice cold. And if you give the Warriors that many empty possessions, they're eventually going to make you pay.
Yeah, they are, because this team scores in spurts and very, very quick. And Stan, I think it was Stan Vanden, mentioned that, you know, the Mavs didn't
it feels so different, I'm sorry, facing a team that can come back down and take away your momentum by hitting a three themselves, because, you know, the Phoenix series really showed math.
Yeah, it did. Really did.
It really did. It really did, right? Like, Devin Booker comes and hits a tremendous floater and a Kobe Bryant-type mid-range shot for a spectacular two-point bucket, and then Davis Bertans wipes it out with a quick three.
Yeah.
Just like that.
And that's the game. That's where math comes into play, and the Mavericks are playing a team that basically invented the math.
Yeah.
You know, they really are, or at least plays like they invented the math. And it's just a different game. So now they're going to have to combat that, and they're going to have to start hitting their threes, because they don't hit their shots, it's going to be over in four. If they shoot again like they did last night, this thing will be done in four, because Golden State is going to make it. They're going to make them just more of them on a consistent basis. You know, but Stan Vanden mentioned, you know, the Mavs didn't even turn the ball over a lot, relatively speaking. But when they did, they
were... And that's going to be a Warrior kryptonite, yeah, right? They always turn it over, it seems, 15, 16 times. Last night, they turned it over 15.
Yeah, but, you know, the Mavs, when they did turn it over, it was in spurts, and the Warriors made them pay. And that's where you get your 54-47 game turn into 64-47.
Third quarter, it ended. It was 54-45. And then in the third quarter, 5 quick points off Luka turnovers. 5 quick points. Klay got his first basket, and then 2 Steph threes. Steph fired at the first, and I was like, no way. Splash. Then he hit the second one. It was a 10-0 run, and just like that, they were up 17 points. Klay started off 5 for 5 in the quarter. And then Luka had 4 turnovers in the quarter, and Golden State was up 20. So they got blitzed just like that, and the game was over with in the third.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, it was...
88-69 after 3.
And, you know, the Warriors are a team you're probably not making a massive comeback on. You could probably make a comeback on Phoenix just because of the way they play, the style of play, the
math.
The 2 versus 3s. But against Golden State, you're probably not going to do that unless they go ice cold. And I mean ice cold. And they're a good enough free throw shooting team. And by good enough, I mean they're great, typically. Now, not last night, that you really can't come back on them either. You have to play against them from ahead.
Jalen Brunson with his brief thoughts on what happened in game one.
Yeah, I think we had a lot of good looks. Just the ball didn't go in for us tonight. That's really it. Ball didn't go in for us as much as we hoped. But no, we'll come back. We'll get better and be prepared for game two.
And look, that really is it. You know, as Barkley always says, this isn't brain surgery. You're going to get open looks from three. Mm-hmm. Are you going to make them or are you going to miss them?
That's right.
That's it.
That's all it is.
And last night, they missed. And I said, look, they're going to have, you know, consecutive threes drop here. And some Tolos, you know, answered back like 25 minutes later, still waiting. And I was like, it already opened, dummy. After I tweeted it, they hit threes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an 11-1 run. They were down two in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Golden State started off 11 of 12 from two, and they were down six. Look, in the first half, I kept saying, this is only six.
Mm-hmm.
This is only eight. This is only six. This is only eight. They were shooting 4 of 22, and I was like, the threes are going to come. They hit a couple. It was an 11-1 run. They were down two. So they cut it to two in the second quarter.
Yeah, they did. And it's just, you know, they didn't keep the pressure on, and it wasn't enough. I mean, they couldn't shoot. When you can't shoot, when you're missing too many baskets and your starter's shooting 25% from beyond the arc, you're not going to win that game. It's as simple as that. This isn't some referendum on the Mavs style of play. It's just they didn't make their shots. You know, that's probably as simple as it was. Were they tight to start? Were they tired? You know, those are all questions that we'll never have answers to. But we do have an answer to why they lost. They lost because they couldn't make shots.
Game two is tomorrow night in California. Game two in the East is tonight. Man, the Miami Heat look like they're going to face the Celtics without some of Boston's help. Al Horford and Marcus Smart still been questionable. Game two tonight with Miami up one zip. These are major pieces for them, especially Marcus Smart.
Yeah, and you know, Horford with the COVID protocol, it all depends on his vax status. And
some other members of the Boston team, I think, have tested positive.
Yeah, and you know, that's all a part of it with them. And whether or not he's going to be able to play, when he'll be able to play, I don't know. You know, the rules have been morphed so many times, and they're still different for vax versus unvaxxed. So this is going to be a tough loss for Boston if they don't have him again. Fortunately for them, they're going to go back home, and they should be okay at home, assuming they get guys back. But man, Smart lost big defensively, and then Horford's got that dog in him. You know, he's one of those guys that when he has that look in his eye,
and he shoots, he's a big man who stretches your defense and shoots from three.
Yeah, he is. When he got that look in his eye, you know, be somewhere else. I didn't realize until a couple weeks ago how young he still is.
How young is
he? It's like 34, 35. Like, that's not ancient. And he's 40 years old. You know, I thought he was much older.
You did get a piece of good news late last night on this radio station if you were listening to the Rangers going for the sweep and extra innings against L.A.
Righty Iglesias working on the first base side of the rubber. The first pitch, a low driven to right field. Down the line, if it's fair, this is over. That is a fair ball. Out of here. A walk-off home run for Nathaniel Lowe. And the Rangers win 6-5.
How about Jared Sandler able to tell live in person if a ball is getting out of the ballpark?
I know. I wonder how Matt Vasgersian call sounded to that one.
And John Sterling.
Yeah, I know, right? Whether or not they'd be able to find out if it was a fair, foul, gone, home run, caught, who knows? Good call, though.
Walk-off win for the Rangers, 6-5. As they end up getting the W over the Angels with Shohei Ohtani making the start. The Angels got their run in the top of the 10th. They got their run in the top of the 10th, and then the walk-off two-run shot from Lowe ends it. The Rangers sweep L.A., move to two games under 500 at 17-19 with a series in the armpit starting tonight.
Yep.
20,000 in attendance last night in Arlington.
20,000.
So they have 15, 17, and 20 for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday against LA.
Yep. 20,000, and that's a game where you have Ohtani and Trout playing. Ohtani was pitching. You would have, you know, maybe if the Mavs didn't play that same night, you know, what the crowd would have been. Although, this is not a walk-up town. It's not a walk-up crowd type town. It never has been.
What makes a walk-up town?
I think having a stadium where you can walk to.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting
like
there.
Like us in Phoenix, right? We were randomly walking by after getting out of the bar, and we're like, oh, you know, if you had, like, nothing to do the rest of the day, you could just you walk out of the bar and right into the arena. Yeah. You were downtown anyway.
Right. You know, like Wrigley. Right. Have you ever been to Wrigley? Or, like, around it?
Yes.
Wrigleyville? So it's just in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there, and you're on your couch, and it's like, oh, the game's about to start. Let me just walk down to the stadium. You know, and you wonder how many people actually do that.
Rangers attendance, where are they in baseball, you think?
I would say they're 17th.
That's dead on.
Oh.
You've been good with the guesses.
All day.
Not your Warriors Mavs guess this week. But
hey, I said five. I said five. It's still in play. It's still alive.
Four straight. You and Nick Wright.
Yeah.
Mavs in five. Yep, 17th in the league in attendance, averaging 23,717. NHL playoffs last night. The Flames exploded for 9 goals against Edmonton. Here's what happened in the other game on Hurricanes Radio.
Pesci gets it to Smith. His rocket doesn't get through. Knocked down by Trouba. Smith gets the score! In overtime! And the Canes take game one, 2-1.
Carolina over the Rangers, 2-1 to take the 1-0 series lead. 15 total goals scored between the Flames and the Oilers. Calgary leads 1-0 tonight. You're going to get game two in Florida, Lightning up 1-0, and game two in Colorado, the Avalanche leading that series.
Is a 9-6 hockey game more surprising? Like, is that the most eye-popping score of any type sporting event where it's like, whoa, that, like, is there a football equivalent? Is there a baseball?
I think we're so used to 40s in football now, especially in college. I think the only other one could be baseball.
You've got like a 16-14 or something like that game.
Yeah, 16-3. I think that's the only other thing that can compare. Unless you get a soccer match.
Yeah, maybe soccer, 5-4 soccer match, 6-4 soccer match. That's almost unheard of. Maybe not quite, but it still. But in the playoffs, to have a 9-6 hockey game? Good gosh.
All right, you've had a hockey grievance every single day. Yesterday it was about keeping out visiting fans. Where was that? In Carolina?
In Carolina.
And now you have a logo grievance?
Yeah, I got a logo grievance here, Troy. The Arizona Coyotes, or Coyotes, if you were to call them that, they no longer have a hockey arena. They used to play at the Gila Arena, or Gila, however you want to pronounce it.
I hate sports stadium names now.
I know, right?
Hate it.
So they played there, and they got basically evicted, if you want to call it that. So they are going to move into the Arizona State University Multipurpose Arena that's got a seating capacity of 5,000 people. All right?
Well, 5,000?
Yeah. So the bad news is when they play at home, they will now be playing at home. This is an NHL team, Troy, playing at home without their logo at center ice because it's not even their arena. And Arizona State has said in-ice advertising will be a revenue source for Arizona State. Coyotes are not allowed to modify the look of the ice surface, including the logo at center ice. But also, in this document, if the Coyotes become the subject of adverse publicity, contempt, scandal, or ridicule for violating widely held principles of public morality, Arizona State can get out of their deal with the Coyotes and ban them from the arena. I have never seen anything quite like this.
So summarize that, basically.
The
council.
An NHL hockey team is going to be playing in a 5,000-seat arena with a college logo in the middle, and they have a morality clause in their contract that could evict them from the arena based on any kind of bad publicity. They don't even say what bad publicity could be. It could just be they suck.
That's like a Dallas Cowboy contract.
It really is. Yeah, it's like Randy Gregory's.
Yeah.
Except for that. It's every Cowboy except for Dak's contract.
Well, every Cowboy except for those that, you know, commit violence against others on Greenville, that still goes to the star in practices. But anyway.
Man, what happened to that story?
Yeah. You know what happened to that story? The Mavericks went on a run and Jerry Jones was like, go Mavs.
Go Mavs.
And then the start. When is it? The start of the PGA Championship this morning in Oklahoma with Tiger, Spieth and Rory in the same grouping.
Those guys 8:11, so an hour from now. But Yeah, the rest of the guys, they are, let's see.
Are they underway?
On the course.
They're on the course.
They are on
can
the
you
course.
Watch it on your computer?
Yes, you can. You can watch it on your computer. I will pull it up. We could both watch it.
Yeah.
But we can actually absolutely watch on the computer. It started John Daly, Sean McKeel, and Y.E. Yang, three former PGA Championship champions, are on the course.
Headlines, top-rated segment thanks to you being a Tolo. Spread the word. You got friends looking to get updated with their sports news 7 a.m. every single day right here on Sean and RJ. All right, we have another Luka debate. You have someone saying that this guy is so daggone good, he could end up as a top 10 player all time. The national love continues for Luka and the Mavs. Next on The Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Tolos? It is Troy Hughes for the best Ford dealership in all of North Texas, Platinum Ford, between Highway 80 and I-20 in Terrell. I tell you guys all the time about the inventory and about the vehicles that are available there at Platinum Ford. Unlike other Ford dealerships, they have them in stock. Something I don't talk about enough is what they also have at Platinum Ford. That is the brand new 41 bay shop equipped with all the latest state-of-the-art equipment to service all your automotive needs. This is something I'm going to be doing very soon at Platinum Ford. Reason why? Listen, I own a Ford. I have a Ford F-150 King Ranch. And guess what? I'm going on a 13-hour drive to Florida next month. So I'm taking it over to Platinum Ford, telling Adam Vinci, the general manager, hey, inspect it. Make sure everything's good to go on my Ford because I've got a long road trip. And maybe you have one coming up as well. If you do, go to Platinum Ford. Have them check out your Ford or just say, you know what? Keep it. I want to look at a brand new Ford, including your Super Duties, everything else you got. They have it there. And they're ready to show it to you at Platinum Ford. For more information, go to PlatinumFord.com or drive a little further to save a lot more at Platinum Ford.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it's Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. A couple of things to say about the Odyssey app, Tolos. Number one, next couple of weeks, new rollout, new app. It's going to be amazing. Make sure you listen to that. And in the meantime, go and listen to the Odyssey app right now and check out my station. It's called Stadium Anthem, streaming 24/7 on the Odyssey app. Segment this morning brought to you by Sewell. Also, Mark Rubin and Rubin & Associates. If you are struggling financially, facing foreclosure or repossession, IRS, credit card, or medical debt, you don't have to face it alone. Give Mark Rubin a call. He'll take the weight off your shoulders and get you back living life again with Mark Rubin. Rubin & Associates at 1-800-LAWYERS.
Skip past the corner. Finney Smith blocked by Draymond. He came out of nowhere from the paint to swat that one away.
That's a badge of honor.
I guess we should address the sunspots as well real quick. Troy is the longest radio veteran, so.
God, don't even remind me.
You do it. You explain what that means.
Next year is going to be 30.
What?
30 years.
Next year will be my 30th anniversary. I'm old.
Wow.
Yeah. Some tollers are like, hey, listen, I'm tuning in to 105.3 The Fan. I'm picking up a radio station in San Antonio. And I'm like, yeah, there's something called sunspots. And that usually happens around this time of year. Whenever the heat goes up, wherever you live at, you know, it kind of messes with the ionosphere. And thus,
ionosphere.
So thus, you get sunspots. But that's only because of the weather right now, which will drastically change. The low on Saturday night, by the way, will be like in the 50s.
It is?
Yeah. It's going to be in the 90s today and tomorrow. 90s on Saturday, then the cold front comes in. Going to be in the 50s Saturday night. And then Sunday, the high is only 71, 72.
Love it.
Yeah. Think
it's time for the pool on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to see if the boy finally realizes what the pool is and if he stays in there.
Wait, are you going to do like the viral video where you just throw him in and hope that he floats?
No.
God,
no.
I don't know how people do that. That's crazy.
I don't know how people like do that in general, but a lot of people do it. They like take the kid to swim lessons and they throw him in. Mm-hmm. It's scarred two dogs that I know. I don't know how it doesn't scar any children. I guess the dogs have better memories than kids when they're really, really young. My dog will not get back in the pool because the wife almost drowned him one time. But I'm hoping that this goes ahead and gets all the energy out, that he's just in love with the water.
He might be.
Yeah.
He might be.
How could he not be? And does anyone, how many parents just toss the kids in and let them learn that way? Apparently, like, do they doggy paddle? They know how to paddle?
They float.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you do it with yours either?
I don't know if that was a normal practice. That was only 8 years ago. I don't even know that it was a normal practice then.
Yeah, because you're not necessarily teaching them how to swim. It's a survival technique should they fall into a pool. So they teach them how to float back up on their back and up to the surface.
Nah. Not happening.
No, sounds
or if terrifying. I drop, if I do it, I got to drop them off somewhere and then leave and then come back.
You want to do that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to drop them off a lot and leave. 877-881-1053, truckwreck.com. Text sign. We're live on the Fan Cam and we are live on Twitch. So yesterday, I've been watching First Take recently for Pat Beverly. I've kind of got tired of it. I don't think Pat could be a long-term fixture on there. He doesn't talk and fill enough airtime, but he gives real authentic opinions and he takes shots. I feel like I'm getting true different basketball insight. Like talking about a player, talking about the game, different perspective, X's and O's. But then yesterday, your boy was back on Mad Dog Chris Russo.
Yep, he was.
And he's been getting favorable reviews.
He has been. I mean, he's been getting favorable reviews in some spots. You know, there was that controversy with Draymond Green, the shut up and play. In some spots.
Oh.
The controversy with Draymond with the shut up and play. However, for the most part, it's been semi-favorable reviews. Well, they were having a Luka discussion. Him and Stephen A. Smith and Russo started. Now, by the way, you cannot pronounce Luka's last name.
No?
Cannot. Now, this is
now,
not...
Now, you told me he said Kawhi's name a certain way, and I don't believe
he has said he cannot... He doesn't pronounce it well. He calls him Kawhi.
No way.
I'm not joking.
I don't believe it.
I'm not joking.
He does not call him Kawhi.
MLB players, he does a high heat show on MLB Network, and he cannot pronounce half the league's names. He's got a speech impediment. He can't say it.
By the way, there was like a Kawhi New Balance commercial that came on during the game last night, and I was like, why would you waste your advertising money? They didn't even have the guy say any words in it. Someone told me Dirk had a national commercial for the first time. I didn't notice it. Has anyone seen Dirk in a national commercial?
I did not see. I know he's done commercials in Germany. I've not seen a national commercial here.
Okay. So they were having a debate about Luka's greatness, and here is Chris Russo giving ultimate praise.
This guy is going to be, you put him on the list right now. This guy is going to be an all-timer.
He's a dog.
This guy is an all-timer. He is going to be one of the all-time greats in the history of the sport.
He might become an immortal.
He might be.
He might be
already. The guy's 22, 23 years of age, and he's not exactly working with great players around him. Resourceful team, but not great players. He ripped the heart out of the Suns the other night, and that's where I want to get to with him for a second. What you like about Doncic, he's got a little Larry Bird in him.
Oh, my God.
You know, Larry Bird, he was so arrogant because he knew he was so good that he enjoyed beating you.
Yeah.
He laughed at you. He took your heart out and said, get out of here. He'd rip his grandmother's arm off to win. And Doncic has got a lot of that same personality. He's fearless. He's averaging 40 points a game in elimination games so far in his career. He destroyed the Suns. He plays back to the basket. He can do that. He can shoot threes. He's an excellent passer. I mean, he is a tremendous player. Now, I don't know what Stevie's going to say about Curry.
Yeah.
If you're asking me right now, he's better than Curry. Because he could do more things that Curry can't play back to the basket. And Curry, when he didn't have Thompson and Draymond and all those guys, last year they got beat by Memphis. He is playing with nobody. And he just beat a team that had 64 wins, 8 wins more than anybody else. And he didn't just beat them.
Yeah.
He had 27 points in the first half and embarrassed the point guard who scored 1 point and was a disaster. This guy is so good. And he is, yeah. I'm telling you right now, write it down. I'll say it. I don't care what you say. You can laugh at me. I'll be back in 15 years. We'll rehearse it. This guy at the end of the day is going to be a top 10 player in the history of the NBA.
Woo! Top 10 ever.
Ever.
I was just writing down. Now, look, there's still so much to be decided. Titles will affect people's perception as well. But I was just like trying to jot down a top 10 and be like, can he? Because Dirk can't sniff top 10. He can't sniff top 10 ever. So
I think the highest he can get to, the highest I've seen him is, I think, 15. Maybe mostly, though, he falls in the 17 to 21 range.
Okay. Here's Stephen A's response, whose hoops knowledge we respect.
The best offensive player on the planet Earth is Kevin Durant. There is not an offensive player that is better than Kevin Durant. You can scratch that dream. When I look at Luka Doncic, I will remind y'all, even though it's 46, 47, 45% from the field over the last 3 years, averaging, you know, close to 28 a game and stuff like that, we know he makes big shots. We know how talented Luka is. We know he's got tons of heart. He dictates pace. You don't speed him up. He doesn't play at a fast pace, but you're not going to dictate how slow he goes or how fast he goes. He's the one that dictates that because he is special. He is no Kevin Durant. He is a career 73% shooter from the free throw line. He is a career 33% shooter from three-point range. I would remind you, we are talking about freaking Kevin Durant here. Okay, 6'11 with a 7'6 wingspan, who is an absolute positive sniper.
Okay, you're talking about scoring.
Yeah.
Your category, Stephen A., was best offensive player, not best scorer. And I know that Durant, surprisingly, you know, he had a career high in terms of assist numbers. He averaged 6.5. He don't create and play make for others like Luka Doncic does. Like, it's not close. And KD averages 4 assists in his career. Just the first pass that Luka threw last night, Kevin Durant is not capable of doing. You know what first pass I'm talking about? He drove and he like flipped it behind his head into the corner.
Yeah.
Into the bottom right corner.
It's a Magic Johnson pass.
I mean, don't talk. You got to factor in creating for others and passing and assists. I think if you're going to talk about best offensive players, but Stephen A. just kept it to straight scoring right there. But I'm more intrigued with the top 10 all-time list. And again, it's just a fun barroom argument, but I don't know. Just see if you agree with me on these guys that are already on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
All time. Mike, LeBron, your coffee cup.
Yeah.
Mike, LeBron, Kareem. And I'm trying to be very careful with this. Like, I know Magic and Bird always get thrown on there. I think sometimes they get extra bonus points for what they did for the sport.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Versus like, yes, they were great and everything, but they get extra bonus points for that. So Michael, LeBron, Kareem, who else can we automatically throw on? Wilt? Okay. I'm not gonna automatically put Russell on.
I was thinking Oscar.
Okay. Like, what
Kobe.
About? Okay, so like let's just take Kobe for instance. Luka Doncic have a legitimate chance to ever catch or surpass Kobe Bryant. Because Kobe's like, he's not top three on anyone's list of greatness, top four. That's a hell of a statement and projection by Russo. Many people would throw Magic, Bird, Luka versus Steph all time. What's going to happen?
He's going to have some rings.
He's going to have a lot to try to match Steph. Duncan always gets forgotten.
Duncan gets forgotten. We haven't even gotten to Shaq and Hakeem yet.
Yep.
Well, it's interesting. You're asking, is Luka Doncic going to be, or as Chris Russo called him, Donkey-chich, if he's going to be a top 10 all-time player. The NBA came out with their 75th anniversary team. Then ESPN ranked that team of their top 10. So I have that top 10 list right there. Michael's number one. You have LeBron number two, Kareem number three, Magic number four, Wilt number five, Bill Russell number six, Larry Bird number seven, Tim Duncan eight, Oscar Robinson nine, and at number 10, Kobe.
Wow.
That's a high 10.
That's a high 10.
Now, Bob Ryan, who I love his basketball takes, has said
he referenced more white guys.
He did.
I'm still waiting for Russo to reference a black player.
Yeah.
Versus Cousy and Bird all the time.
But Ryan said that when he does his rankings,
George Mikan, I'm telling you, Mikan. Did you watch Kurt Rambis's elbow?
What you like about Doncic?
Did you find him mess up a Kawhi? Because if it's not on the internet, it never happened.
Okay, I'll look for it.
But he says it's unfair in today's NBA. We've got to separate centers from the top 10 list. Because it's the game is so different now, and it's too difficult to be able to compare centers from the old days to the current players. So I do wonder if that's ever going to, it's probably never going to catch on.
No.
But it is an interesting thing because, you know, you've got these Olajuwons and you've got the Shaqs and
Jim Brown's always going to, no one brings that up on an NFL time list. Jim Brown's always going to be put up there as number one or two.
I know, but, you know, now we're going to sit here and we're going to be like, well, okay, but where is, I mean, all these quarterbacks have surpassed him, I think. I think he has gone from the number, him and Jerry Rice.
But you always just look at it with value.
Yeah. Well, I know, but him and Jerry Rice are, and there's no doubt, like, they are the best of the best at their position. You know, but, like, how much have we surpassed them? I think we need a separate quarterback list in the NFL from individual football players. Because, you know, the value is obviously so much different. I think there needs to be a separate quarterback ranking list, like a Cy Young list, away from your general regular players when it comes to all-time rankings.
877-88. Look, the main takeaway from this for me, it's not a laughable statement. That's the bottom line. You're not laughing at it. You're trying to think of a way where Luka could get into a top 10 list all time. And that's all the compliment that you need. It's not crazy and it's not insane. 877-881-1053, truckwreck.com. Text line to hit us up. We're live on the fan cam and we are live on Twitch as well. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. We had a couple of other media fights that took place. I love having audio of media fights, especially when it's other people. Shaq gotten one and Patrick Beverley getting attacked by other NBA players. We'll play you that audio, get back to the Mavs at 8. It's Sean and RJ continuing right here on the fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean and RJ. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On, wherever you may be listening or watching. You are appreciated.
You're
appreciated. We wait till you hear what Charles Barkley said to the Warrior fans. Oh, my God. Ruthless. Off camera. Someone recorded what Charles said. You want to continue with your drum solo?
Yep.
Why don't you move the mic down so we can hear the rhythm and the beats?
Since we've just gone to a house.
I like it, dude. Taylor Hawkins, RIP.
Oh, see?
Wait!
I got to have the music in the background. Why? I can't just play on my own. I don't know what I'm doing.
You got beat.
Couple of, he definitely got beats. A couple of other NBA pieces of audio as Tiger's warming up out here at the PGA Championship. He'll be in the group with Jordan Spieth and Rory at 8:11 our time. We get some live golf action from Tulsa for the first round of the PGA Championship, where Tiger said he took one day off after the Masters. What a freak.
Yeah, it is.
What a maniac. He said, yep, I took off Monday. I was really, really sore. And then Tuesday was leg day.
Yep.
Tuesday was leg day.
Yep.
That was LT Gray going out here to try to win another major championship.
It's very normal. You know, Tiger must adhere to Monday is International Chest Day, so he would go to legs on Tuesday. You like to change it up a little bit because a lot of times the racks are open on Monday. John Daly is your leader at the PGA Championship.
No.
Yes.
What?
100 par through two holes.
How many groups are on?
Him. And there's like two other groups right
Hell
now.
Hell yeah. John Daly is your leader. So in the pregame last night, they were talking about the Eastern Conference Finals, game two tonight. And Jimmy Butler, of course, went off. And Shaq and Charles started fighting. This is a pretty interesting debate. It may sound kind of obvious, but try to listen to what Shaq is trying to say here. They were talking about Jimmy Butler going off without the Defensive Player of the Year, Marcus Smart, on the floor for Boston.
First of all, Jimmy can get 40 if he puts his mind.
Oh, he can, but I'm saying.
No, with or without Marcus Smart, Jimmy Butler can get 40.
But it's still harder to get it on a defensive player. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
He's at that level.
No.
He's at that level now where at this point in the game, like D-Wade said, he's saying ain't nobody stopping him. They're focusing on defense. No.
You disagree. Hey, but we all like Jimmy Butler.
You don't think it's harder to score
on the defensive player of the year?
You don't think it's harder to score on Dennis Rodman?
You said last week, don't be bragging that you're a great player if somebody can shut you out. Marcus Smart ain't shutting Jimmy Butler though.
Hey,
if Jimmy Butler want to get 40, he going to get 40.
He's just 28, not 40.
He's going to get 40. If he want to get 40, he can get 40. Well, he's that type of player now.
Well, we all like Jimmy Butler, but playing
don't
against
be contradicting yourself.
No, I'm not contradicting.
Yourself a great player.
This is a totally different animal. I'm talking, it's harder scoring a defensive player of the year, fool.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You better look at my finals against Dikembe Mutombo. No, it ain't. It is not. Jimmy Butler is a great player. If he want to get 40, he can get 40. I don't want to hear that defensive player of the year.
Hey,
I don't even want to hear that. Stop it out of here, man.
Playing against the defensive player of the year is
that
a lot
means
harder
nothing.
To play.
Yes, this it is does. Facts. When you're yes, a great player, like you said, you get greater. You never got greater at this point in your career. I did. I know what I'm talking about.
No, you were riding on Dwayne and Kobe's coattails.
I got the finals MVP.
Man.
So that was the actual, real, genuine.
Crosstalk with San Francisco coming up next.
Legitimate fight. But they're at least talking basketball. San Francisco didn't even want to talk about the series. They just wanted to go ahead and yell and talk about what free t-shirt you were wearing.
I know.
So this is Shaq through the great player lens, right? Like last week they were saying, No one can stop a great player from scoring. And they were like, well, it was easier for Jimmy because Marcus Smart wasn't out there. Common sense would tell you, as Kenny tried to say, having the defensive player of the year on you should affect you and limit you or not allow you to score 40 as easily. And Shaq comes through things in an unfair lens, right? This is part of the reason why great, great players don't become great coaches or GMs. He just expects greatness out of everyone.
Yeah.
He was Shaquille O'Neal, and it didn't matter if he wanted to score 40, if Dikembe Mutombo was guarding him. And Shaq's like, well, Jimmy Butler is not to a a level of greatness and unstoppability that Shaquille O'Neal was. I got to agree with Charles from this one and Kenny, but I get what Shaq is trying to say. He's trying to compliment Jimmy Butler like Dip Bayless was doing, yeah, saying he's the best player left and he's reached a level to where he can score 40. And Charles is like, he can score 40 on anyone on a given night. But Marcus Smart out there for the series would lower Jimmy's numbers, and I agree with that.
Well, look, what are we talking about lowering numbers?
Not 40.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. So Jordan didn't have a great night every night. Now, I know I'm not comparing the two.
Right? Like, I can take this back to the Sonics series, right? If you watch The Last Dance, Gary Payton believes that George Karl put him on Jordan too late in the series. It was already done. Mm-hmm. And I think Jordan, like, they lost two games.
They're up 3-0, but they lost the next two.
They lost the next two, and, you know, that's a gif of Michael laughing, of Gary being like, he wasn't the same old Mike. I was giving him problems, and I can guard him, and I can contain him. And Michael's mentality, it doesn't matter whether it's Gary Payton. It doesn't matter whether it's, Hersey Hawkins. It doesn't matter who
Hersey
it is.
Hawkins.
Doesn't matter who it is guarding me. I can and will get 40 on everyone, but that's kind of what this argument is.
And it's like, you know, you might get 40, you might be 5 for 25 though. And Jordan would do that. There were games in the playoffs where Jordan was like 5 for 24.
Oh yeah.
But he went to the line 20 times. He knew when he was off and he would go to the line. And he was still going to get his points. And I think that's kind of where Shaq's saying it too. Like, you can't stop these great players from getting their points. They might not have the same shooting percentage. They might be wildly inefficient. They might take a million shots to get there, but they're going to get there. And from that standpoint, he's right.
How many points do you think Jimmy Butler averaged this year? And what is his career high averaging?
Oh, during the regular season? Yeah. 24, 26. 26 a night.
Way less. 21.
And in the playoffs? Is he at 28 and a half?
For this year, he's at 30.
Okay. Yeah, so, like, I mean, he obviously doesn't care, either doesn't care about the regular season or is a ball hog.
Or he's playing out of his mind right now.
Or he's playing out of his mind. But he did the same thing a couple years ago.
The highest he ever averaged in the regular season was 24 points.
Yeah.
He's a career 17-point-a-night guy. That would surprise a lot of people. And a couple of years ago, he averaged 22 in the playoffs. It wasn't even 25 when they made it against the Lakers.
Wow, that's surprising. Yeah, that's very surprising.
So look, man, he ain't scoring. He's not going to average 30 against Marcus Smart. That I feel confident in saying. That's my opinion. He's not that great of a scorer. Luka would, in my opinion, but Luka's life would be more difficult if Marcus Smart was guarding him for 7 games versus not. You know, but Luka's a greater offensive player than Jimmy Butler.
Yeah,
is.
I think he is. Now, though, look, the life will be made more difficult, and that I think that's just they're right. Now, does it mean that they won't get the same? He won't get the same amount of points? No, it doesn't mean that. I mean, he might, but it will be a much more difficult get.
And then Danny Green, still playing for the Sixers, responding to Pat Beverly on NBC Philly with Pat Beverly calling out everybody on ESPN the past few days.
Bro, people target you too, Pat Bev. You ain't playing no defense out there. You ain't stopping Luka. This time and time again, I see Luka call your ass little man. He's too small and go right at you every chance he got. You're a cone. When you play Luka, you're a cone too. How would you like that?
Yeah.
Is this recording?
It's recording. It's still recorded.
Put it out there.
Yeah, put that out there.
I'll say it twice.
I didn't know Danny Green came like that on the podcast. You're a cone, too, when you play Luka Doncic, and people go right at you as well. And Bassett was talking about that in terms of trying to get matchups against Poole and Steph last night. He's like, you know, that's what they would do against Pat Beverly. You know, give Luka the ball against Pat Beverly because of the size mismatch.
Yeah,
but
I mean, sooner or later, the size mismatch becomes the problem.
Yeah, maybe look, Pat Beverly is an overachiever in his basketball life.
Yeah.
He just is. He is a basketball overachiever. The reason he loves Draymond Green so much is because he's a mini version of Draymond. Very little offensive game. Irritants. Still trying to keep the art of defense alive. And he wants to hype up any other defensive player like Marcus Smart, who isn't known for offense in an offensive world. That was Danny Green. But I do respect, look, No matter what you think about Pat Beverly, he's auditioning. He's a troll. He's a hater.
Hater.
No one that's a current athlete says those types of things when they have to still go back and compete.
Right.
No one does it. That takes balls. I respect Pat Beverly for having those guts. You say those things when you retire, when you step away, you come up with hot takes. You know, like J.J. Redick still doesn't want to offend his NBA brethren. You know,
right.
He's still part of the fraternity, the club. It takes a rare person who's still playing to fire shots like that. I don't care whether they're fake takes or not. He offended people the past 2 days, and I got respect for him having to go back out there and answer to it.
He's a, what they call, he's an indie. He's an indie. Isn't that what they called non-fraternity folks at college? Indies?
I never heard that.
Is that what they called them, Troy? Indie? Remember that?
No, they called it people who didn't have to pay for friends.
Yeah, that's there you go.
And I was in a fraternity, so insult towards me.
I feel like I was called an indie. I can't remember. But that's what he is. He doesn't care.
Yes.
He's in the fraternity, but he doesn't care about being in the fraternity.
But he protects his guys.
That's the thing.
He protected Harden.
Yeah, he did.
He protected Harden because they played together. Yeah. He's favoring the Miami Heat because I guess they drafted him.
And he'll have to stop that. He'll have to stop that if he wants to make it big. If he wants to
No, he doesn't have to. No one has to abide by any of these rules.
Not anymore?
No. We say that you have to criticize and be critical. Tony Romo has never been critical of anybody. Tony Romo don't call anybody out.
Pretty interesting stuff.
You don't have to sit there and call anyone out. You know what I mean? You have a big name. Like Peyton, who did Peyton and Eli call out? They would be more questionable to game plans, I think. I'm just trying to think of a harsh call out that we've talked about. Aikman does it the most. Aikman's the harshest.
He's far enough removed where he doesn't know any of the guys. On a personal
He knows
level.
Them. I just don't think Troy cares. Troy views it like you just said. He goes, this is my job.
Yeah.
Where a lot of these guys still view it as relationship first, then job. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, because you don't know, what is Romo, obviously. Brady's going to have this problem, too. They're going to be like, dude, we're paying you $37.5 million a year. You better not be be taking it easy on Gronk or Bill. Right? If you have to go at him, you got to go at him.
Was Luka drinking beer before last night's game? What's up with his shoulder and his face, and why the G-Bag Nation screwed up the way we'll watch the rest of the Western Conference Finals because of pizza? It's all next on The Fan.
Let's get you over to Athletic Greens. Get some AG1 in your life. A delicious scoop every day of AG1 from Athletic Greens, and my body absorbs 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, prebiotics that get me through my day. It's real easy. It's the best decision I made health-wise. I feel so much healthier. Drinking less coffee. I'm drinking more water every day. I got this gallon of jug right next to me. Hear it? I try to get a gallon of that in a day now. I'm not just taking AG1 just to take it and then not do anything the rest of the day. It's almost like it's infectious. Health becomes infectious, and I feel so much better every day. I have more energy. And right now, you can get AG1 at athleticgreens.com/RJ. athleticgreens.com/RJ. Reclaim your health. Arm your immune system with a daily scoop of AG1, just $3 a day. That's what it comes out to. It's cheaper than your cold brew habit. You can get Athletic Greens at athleticgreens.com/RJ right now. Free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/RJ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.